Chapter 54, Jesus is Risen. The Savior's body was in the tomb until Sunday morning. Then two angels came and rolled the stone away from the tomb. A woman whom Jesus had healed, named Mary Magdalene, went to the tomb. She was surprised to see that the stone had been moved. Jesus' body was not in the tomb. She ran to tell Peter and John that someone had taken the Savior's body. She did not know where it was. Peter and John ran to the tomb. They found the cloth Jesus had been buried in, but Jesus' body was not there. Peter and John did not know what to do. They went home. Mary Magdalene stayed by the tomb, crying. When she looked into the tomb again, she saw two angels. They asked Mary Magdalene why she was crying. She said someone had taken Jesus' body away. She did not know where it was. She turned around and saw someone. She thought it was the gardener. He asked her why she was crying. She asked him if he knew where Jesus' body was. Then the man said, "Mary," and she knew it was Jesus. He asked her to tell the apostles that he was resurrected. Mary Magdalene and some other women told the apostles that Jesus had been resurrected. At first, the apostles did not believe them. Later, while the apostles were talking to each other, Jesus came into the room. The apostles were afraid. They still thought he was dead. The Savior told them to touch his hands and feet. He was resurrected. His body and spirit had come together again. The apostles were happy to see him. He asked them for food. They gave him fish and honeycomb. He ate it. Jesus Christ was the first person to be resurrected. Many others were then resurrected and seen by people living in Jerusalem. Jesus had said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Because he overcame death, we will all be resurrected someday."